Well, I'm so very impressed by your commitment. We're the last afternoon of the conference and a sunny afternoon with just some yummy weather. So I'm so impressed that you're here. Thank you. I am from Alaska, as Amanda has already highlighted, and I'd like to quickly ask, how many of y'all in the audience are familiar with LEN programs? Wonderful. I'll be zipping through some of my slides then. That's really, really fine. I'm keen to share with you some of our activities that we've been involved in with our LEN program, all about working with our community and academic partners. So I have absolutely nothing to disclose. And if you're going to remember anything that I say today, I'm really eager for you to think about how we're trying in Alaska to move these mountains for systems change for children that experience disabilities as well as their families. Okay, so you all know what the acronym of LEND is. There will not be a quiz at the end. And as you know, like other LENDs, our programs are funded through HRSA, the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. And I always like to highlight, I think this vision for LEND is ever so very relevant, that we will have our kiddos living in healthy communities, served by a quality workforce that helps assure their health and well-being. I am so impressed. That's not a new vision statement and so incredibly relevant. Okay, you all know what kind of graduate and postgraduate training LEND programs offer. And I'm confident that you all know the hallmarks of LEND programs, so I'm going to keep moving through these. I am, this is from July of 2011, and you can see in your lower left hand that Alaska is blue as having a LEND program, and that's the year that we were funded for the first time. And we're quite proud of our Northern Lights as well, and we'll segue into Alaska specific information for a little context. This is what Alaska looks like across the U.S. We have a huge landmass with very diverse populations that are widely dispersed across the country or across the state. It could be country as well in this case. And one really key relevant point is that Alaska does not have a school of medicine. So if you are living in rural Alaska and have a child that experiences disabilities that require interdisciplinary care to optimize one's quality of life, basic access to services is an incredible challenge. Okay, so our major objective was really to use all of the hallmarks of LEND programs and their objectives to work toward culturally competent care to meet the unique needs in rural and frontier Alaska. So here are the classic training disciplines from AUCD. I'm confident you all know those. In Alaska, again, emphasis, we don't have a university-based medical school or any medical school. This array is the disciplines that were involved in our planning grant as well as our core faculty for our LEND program now. We have wonderful partners in the community. I'm relatively new to Alaska, and I was so impressed when there was a beginning idea to develop a LEND program, that getting all of the key folks around the table that would be important to developing this kind of program took just a handful of days, as opposed to perhaps a scheduling situation that could have taken a long time. So organizations really by basic function work together very closely and often in close collaboration for shared goals as well. So we do have a medical center in Alaska. It's an interesting case mix in terms of service delivery because we have a private healthcare system. We also have influences from the military system as well as tribal health. University partners, we really called on all of our partners that were involved in services to families. So not only were we looking at psychology, social work, nursing, OT. Did I move forward? I did. I'm assuming many of you are familiar with WAMI programs, Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, which is really the Alaska Medical School, and students are able to do their first 2 years here. And we are very eager to instill interest and enthusiasm related to service in this population group for early on medical students in their studies and career. Our medicine faculty in our LEN program is through the University of Washington, and we enjoy a wonderful experience, content experience, and expertise from our faculty member there. Our key elements are really to build on what already is existing. We do a lot of distance delivery. I'll show you in a map why that's absolutely a key component. And as the title suggests, we're all about trying to strengthen our community and academic partnerships. And we're all about building capacity. Here's our core disciplines, as I've already run through. These are fellows, our long-term trainees. Goodness. So here's this map of Alaska again, and I would encourage you to look at the pinpoints that are red and blue, and this is really where our trainees live in the communities across Alaska. And I must tell you, we're ever so proud that we have the northernmost LEN trainee completed our program last May, and that all the way up on the North Slope in Barrow. Our LEN program, we do all of our seminars with video teleconferencing. So we have fellows that are in Juneau. Our first year we had someone in Homer, Sitka, Fairbanks, and we really come together for our weekly seminars. Okay. One of the things that we've worked and we continue to work to develop is to continue to try or begin to move those mountains with the leadership research projects that our long-term trainees participate in. And I wanted to highlight just a few of them for you. We have our trainees in the first couple of years work together as interdisciplinary teams. And some of the things that they elected to explore were issues of family resiliency, especially in rural communities, looking at a community needs assessment for a transition summer camp, and I'll tell you a bit more about that, looking at a friendships and dating program, an existing program of research that Dr. Ward leads for young adults that experience autism. And we're looking for training needs for caregivers that work in the rural communities, and also the role of school psychologists related to screening and identification. Okay, so continuing with our theme of moving these mountains, whoopsie doodle. Here we go. We had two of our long-term trainees that were very, very interested in a summer camp. And what they set about doing was really to find out what community resources were currently available for families in transitioning, and also to see really what the families and communities would recommend for this. And I have to tell you that we were really, really clear about all the components of the leadership projects and what their LEND experience would be doing, but also that we had some really, really energetic, creative trainees. And I'll mention that in just a moment, tell you a little bit more. Another group wanted to find out how kiddos reach a diagnosis, have access to services through the school, the educational certification, and to find out if families really knew about that. And friendships and dating, as I mentioned, is an ongoing program of research. And two of our long-term trainees participated in the piloting of a curriculum that was targeted to youth and young adults. And here's yet another transition photo. This is the Brooks Range outside the home of one of our long-term trainees. Oops, why do I keep doing that? Another project, family resiliency. How are they? How do they develop? Whoops. I am really having trouble with my trigger finger, aren't I? Okay, so I wanted to tell you just a little bit about what happened as a result of the transition issues. This was this group that was really trying to find out what the needs of families were and what was available in the community. Following their participation in our LEND program, they were all about crafting a summer camp for families and really offering opportunities not only for the families but the children. Well, it turns out that they did some outreach among families. They had families that were interested very, very early on. They had individuals in the community that were willing to help them in terms of having a business plan for this, and they had their first summer camp this past summer, and they're planning to do it again and kind of I think that they are planning to institutionalize this program, and we're really interested in them collecting evaluation data as well. So if we're really talking about growing our own in Alaska, this is, in my mind, a wonderful example of taking a component of the LEND program and really growing it into community-based potential services. What the outcome related to learning about educational certification in Alaska, these long-term trainees did a statewide survey among the school psychologists and then took that information and developed a brochure. And this brochure has been widely disseminated, offers parents resources of where they might turn for information, as well as some basic information about what resources could be available to them. So we continue in our own work, not only in the USED, but in the LEND program to disseminate this information as well. So we're really feeling that that has some long-lasting effects for individuals that might be wondering about this, as well as those that might need additional information in terms of resources. Friendships and dating, I've already mentioned to you. And the caregiver trainings, you can imagine, I think we would all agree that caregivers have incredibly demanding jobs. And if you happen to live in a rural village in Alaska and you're not on the road system, which, by the way, only 25% of Alaska is on the road system, if you're really looking for services for your child, it's often really, really a very assertive, astute, sophisticated caregiver that's trying to figure out and navigate the service system. So training is really important for them as well. And we feel like that's one important thing that a LEND program could do, is really look at the community level. What do families need? What do the direct service professionals need, as well as educational and community organizations? So this project was all about trying to learn from the caregivers what they experienced as important needs. I do want to suggest that our maternal and child health, our Title V agency, does operate outreach screening clinics to 12 sites around the state. And really what happens there is there's a multidisciplinary clinic that often occurs in the public health center with the whole goal, the baseline goal of identifying which children need to be taken to Anchorage for a full diagnostic workup and which can be managed in the home community. And you can imagine, just in terms of the limited access to care, in terms of caregivers going to Anchorage, it would be an airplane flight, and staying in Anchorage for a few days for your diagnostic workup, assimilating all that information, and trying to figure out with support services, how you'll create a plan at home and actualize that plan. Family resilience, we think resilience probably characterizes well most families that have children with disabilities. And we were trying to learn, or these long-term trainees rather, this is their idea, certainly how do families develop it and what resources might be available to families that have less resiliency. And our whole goal is really to replicate pictures like this all over the state of families working together. And you can see the great intergenerational smiles here. And that's the end. I thought I'd take time for questions, but you indicated that will be at the end. All right. Well, thank you very much for your attention.